This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants. They came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Stand to Be right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time shown with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hope you enjoyed David Bego. I love having him on the show. He wrote a book called, two books, actually. His first was Devil at My Doorstep, where he wrote about his, the exact process, issues, what have you, that went down with his company when the SEIU tried to unionize him. And then he wrote Devil at Our Doorstep, which was an update to that one with even more information as to what took place. And I'm amazed. But he beat them. And he beat them at their own game. And he beat them using their own process. So, you know, we did a story a couple of weeks ago on the claims of racial discrimination against CNN. CNN, you know, the righteous fighter for all groups. The righteous fighter for the minorities, the ones that are holier than thou, up above, Fox and the rest of them. You know, what is our mad black man from Baltimore, Corey Duncan, always say? His mom always told him, hey, if you live in a glass house, maybe you shouldn't throw stones. You know what I mean? So former CNN producer Stanley Wilson's racial discrimination lawsuit against CNN may proceed according to a California appellate court, right? The 51-year-old Wilson, who is black, originally filed suit against CNN in 2014, alleging that the company discriminated against him on the basis of race over his 17-year career at the network. As I'm going to be called discriminatory, but if you see the guy's picture, he doesn't look black at all. I mean, I won't say he looks milk white, but he sure doesn't look black. Look at his skin. Wilson was fired in January 2014 after the network accused him of plagiarism. According to the $5 million lawsuit, the real reason his termination was discrimination. And Wilson further claimed he was unable to find a job at another network because CNN allegedly punished published false remarks against him. Now, according to the Hollywood Reporter, CNN initially brought an anti-SLAPP, that's a strategic lawsuit against public participation, motion against Wilson and successfully halted the suit. Under SLAPP laws, in cases involving a media company's so-called protected activity with regard to its right to free speech, a plaintiff must prove the merits of their case before a lawsuit can proceed. So CNN is forcing him to prove that there's merits, and apparently he must have, because guess what? The lawsuit can now proceed. Now, California Appeals Court reversed the lower court ruling on Tuesday. A divided panel at California's second appellate district takes a review, and despite some case law a divided panel at California's second appellate district takes a review, and despite some case law that indicates staffing decisions by media companies can be linked inextricably with the content of news, and notwithstanding any amicus brief by CBS and others, Associate Justice Elwood Liu delivers the majority opinion that Wilson is correct in his SLAPP assessment. Undoubtedly, a producer or writer shapes the way in which news is reported, writes Liu. Thus, defendant's choice of who works as a producer or writer is arguably an act in furtherance of the defendant's rights of free speech. But this does not mean that the defendant's alleged discrimination and retaliation against the plaintiff, a long-term, well-reviewed existing employee that CNN had already deemed qualified and acceptable to shape the news in its reporting, was also an act of furtherance of his speech rights. So, you know, I love this stuff because the there are other people that have joined in a lawsuit. Now, he went all those years without a negative review, right? Many times he wasn't promoted to jobs that other people less qualified who'd been at the company less time had got the jobs. But isn't CNN the champion for righteousness? Isn't CNN the champion for I don't know, racism or anti-racism, if you would? Aren't they the ones that constantly let us know who's committing racism, who's the bad guy? Last I checked, anyway. Well, man, I don't think I can get this out fast enough. I may try, though. Okay, so real quick. Yeah, I ain't got a whole bunch of time. George Stephanopoulos' wife tells The View, as she's there, that their upset 14-year-old girl screamed, "No abortions!" when Trump won. A 14-year-old whose first thought is, "No abortions." Wow, I wonder what George's house is like for conversation at the dinner table. What do you think? Actress Ali Wentworth shared how scary the world is and how the election of Donald Trump emotionally affected her daughter, appearing, well, I mean, what are you doing to bring your daughter up? I mean, how are you making your daughter strong? Appearing as a guest on The View, the comedian and wife of ABC anchor George Stephanopoulos spoke out about parenting two young girls in today's world. I parented two young girls. "It's scary because it's so unpredictable, so different," Wentworth said. "What's different about it?" Her 11-year-old now sleeps in bed with her and Stephanopoulos because she's afraid of terror attacks from ISIS. Right, because nothing's ever happened here while Mr. Obama was in charge, ever. What a joke this is it not? Wentworth began to tell a story that she was not planning to share about when the family was watching the election night coverage. She said it involved her 14-year-old. And getting upset about how the election was going, screaming, "No abortions." Well, and I was like, "You haven't even kissed a boy yet. How flippant can you be?" You know, perfect example of how out of touch these people are with reality. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You've been listening to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time that you've spent with me. Don't go for General, retired General Paul Valley joins us right after the break. At Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, that's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a Nikon camera, a Sony color TV.
Back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me, and I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I always enjoy my next guest because I get so much information. I learn so much from him when he's on the show. Retired General, Major General Paul Vallely joins me, as he does a couple times a month, and I do appreciate his time with me. General, thanks for being with me.
Joe, always
always great to be on your show.
So you just got back. I appreciate that. You just got back from Washington, and do you bring like a flak jacket with you, and you know, all that other stuff to protect you while you're there in D.C. from all that garbage going? I mean, that's got to be a crazy place right now.
Yeah, I wear an invisible shield around me.
I am amazed, and just tell me what the temperature was like, if you would, when you were back there, as to the Democrats just can't seem to nail the reason they lost. It has to do with Russia, you know. It has to do with the Trump lying. I mean, it has to do with everything, right, but them not doing the right job, right?
That's exactly right. Blame everybody else.
Did you talk to anybody back there, though, any Dem, and you don't have to give a name if you don't want to, but anybody who said, you know, General, we blew it. We really didn't see this coming.
No, I think they must have been all in hiding, or they were in their safe, secure crying zones. I did not. I had to give a speech back there last Monday to the Endowment for Middle East Truce, which is a very big endowment organization, on the future relations of Israel and the United States under Trump and Bibi Netanyahu. So we had about 400 there. It was an interesting group.
Well, let's talk about that. I mean, you've got so our relationship with Israel, they've got to be elated that he's hit the ground running, and that he is. I should ask you, because I don't know. I know from what I've read, is he a friend of Israel? Will our relationship with Israel become a lot more solid now?
Yes, it will, and Israel's very excited about optimistic about the future, much so because they've been misaligned, I guess, or mistreated by Obama and the White House and our own State Department, and, of course, very upset from the fact that we signed that Iran deal, which even put Israel more in the crosshairs over there, for a future attack on Israel by Iran. You know, we've got to the point now where we know that Iran has a nuclear capability. It's not a matter of when, but they have it now. So there's a very big encouraged population there now that knows that there's going to be a much better situation in the Middle East because of President-elect Trump.
Yeah, and listen, you know, I know I'm jumping around on you, and I'm kind of doing it because it pops up in my head, and I don't want to lose it. But there's a lot of concern that he is surrounding himself with generals, and that is going to make the temperature the atmosphere of the current or the new administration more militant. That we're going to have a more military viewpoint of things. I don't buy that.
No, train
us up. Teach us.
Actually, the military generals are more concerned about protecting America, especially the new generals and admirals that we're going to have leading the armed forces, that are more concerned how to be prepared for threats against the United States, whether it be ISIS, other radical Islamic groups, cross-border type security violations, threats from China, cybersecurity threats. That's very big on the radar screen now, as you know, and very big as far as President-elect Trump is concerned. So that's where the military comes from, but it's good to have senior military leaders who are now citizens, by the way. Once they retire, they become citizens again, and also to have very bright, experienced corporate leaders are going to take over some of these positions. So it's very exciting to me.
Yeah, and, you know, I've always said, one of the things I've been saying for a long time is that there's an obvious absence of military men, retired military men and women, in our legislature, in our day-to-day activities in the government, because I think, you know, military men tend to be very disciplined. They understand how to make things work, and, you know, make broken things work. They understand how to break things to make them work right, and we've missed that for years, don't you think?
Oh, we have, and none of these schools out of the Ivy League or elsewhere providing any kind of people with expertise in handling the situations today, and you can see that by the ineptness of the appointees that have been in our government for the last several decades, and particularly under Obama, completely incompetent, clueless, and that's why we're experiencing the problems today. Yeah. But if you take experienced people that have been successful and have not been bureaucrats or in the government, we have a much greater chance of success to change the country and make it better than it ever has been.
Yeah, I was really, you know, in talking with you and some other military men, I always get a kick out of the fact when I hear the left screaming that that Trump is really going after these generals and just way too many military men around him. Go, you guys don't pay attention to military men, obviously. Let's talk a little bit about there were a couple of new fighters, and if I get this wrong, go ahead and just slap me around, but we got some new fighters that were sent to Israel recently under the Obama administration. Were you surprised by that? Was anybody surprised by that?
Well, no, they're a benefactor of great military aid assistance, and of course the Israelis themselves are developing a tremendous amount of new technology, especially in the drone area. They're big in aviation over there, as you may know. And so with the only democracy that we have in the Middle East, it's important that we continue to support them. We're also supporting many other countries over there now, too. Of course, we've sold billions and billions of dollars of aircraft and equipment and so on to the Saudis, and they're sort of quasi-friends, if you call them that at best. They're still continuing to fund parts of the Saudi structure over there. They're still funding radical Islam.
You know, I want to get into the question, but I don't know how long your answer is going to be, and we're coming up on time, because what I want to get into is the atmosphere in the Middle East now that that Trump is president, that Trump may be looking at this Iranian deal, and are there leaders in the Middle East that don't want the Iranian deal? I know it's a long question, but let's do that on the other side of the break, because I everybody's asking that question, and can we undo the Iranian deal? We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. I got a lot more coming up with the retired Major General Paul Vallely right after this. Liberty Health Share. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty Health Share gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty Health Share for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty Health Share can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
100% grass-fed beef for your health. When comparing to commercial raised, they offer more good fats while cutting the bad. Antioxidant rich, including vitamin E and C, plus beta carotene. Free of added hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs, for all of your fresh, non-cooked products, the only ingredient is 100% grass-fed beef. Go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to receive 30% off your order. Go to MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
America made to store the love to eat. Yum!
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
They call me Cuban Pete. I'm the king of the rumba beat. When I play the maracas, I go chick-chicky-boom, chick-chicky-boom.
We are back.
Yes, sir.
You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I want to get right back to my guest because we've got so much to talk about and deal with in the Middle East and here at home as well. Retired Major General Paul Valley joins me, as he does from time to time on the show, to talk about the issues going on in the Middle East and here at home, as I said. General, again, thanks for being with me. I appreciate your time.
Okay, Joe, ready to go anytime you are.
I am always ready to go when it comes to this stuff because, you know, you look at it, we hear about the Iranian deal. Trump knows it's a bad deal. The Iranians must be nervous because, you know, they're doing all kinds of, I won't say saber rattling, but they're definitely all over the news talking about how we're breaking the deal. They're shooting off rockets and we seem to be breaking the deal. So, twofold question. Can Trump turn this Iranian deal around? Can he kill it and turn it around and still keep us protected? And how do the Middle Eastern leaders and other leaders of other countries feel about this Iranian deal?
Well, of course he can kill it. It was never really signed anyhow, never approved by Congress. So it's not going to be that difficult to do it in light of the Iranians not following along with the agreed deal that Senator Kerry negotiated. Not much we can do about the $150 billion plus another $450 million that was given to them, mostly in cash, euro dollars and so on. And so they have that money and they're putting it to use now to complete their nuclear weapons development program, as well as hundreds of millions of dollars to support Hezbollah and other radical groups in Africa, as well as in Yemen and so on. So they'll continue to destabilize the Middle East for their own benefit. Big question now, what's going to happen in Iraq and in Syria? You take General al-Sisi, the Saudis, and others in the Middle East. Iran really has no friends over there. And so none of their neighbors are excited about them having a nuclear capability, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's interesting though, but they still won't. They won't really work with us, some of those other neighboring countries, right, to take down Iran, or are they?
Yeah, Egypt would be one. Israel, okay. Of course, King Abdullah. We can count on him as a new partner. So you're going to see a whole new arrangement of friends that that we're going to be able to negotiate with and work with that we didn't have before.
How's our relationship with Turkey?
I'm sorry, Joe. Go ahead.
That's all right. How's our relationship with Turkey?
Well, Turkey is very interesting. Erdogan, we have to deal with them because of the situation there in a large country, large influence, probably the largest, most powerful army in that area. They're still a member, you know, when we look at member of NATO. We still have a very large air base there at Incirlik. So it's very important that we develop a good relationship over there as best we can. And it's the same thing that, you know, I've said many times, there's not going to be any solution to the Middle East and Syria and the refugee situation unless we work with the Russians. So Trump realizes this, so his new team will work hard at generating a new relationship with those countries where we haven't had one, or a good relationship anyhow. So I think it will be very encouraging for Turkey and the United States for the future.
Now, what do you think of this deal with, and I know I'm just throwing stuff out at you, but what do you think of this deal with Boeing and Iran? Or Iran tried to put an order in for Boeing planes. Now, Iran's been known to move equipment around, will you, in those quote-unquote passenger planes. You think Trump should stop this deal, slow it down, oversee this deal, or what?
Well, they're going to be looking at it very, very carefully, that's for sure. And how much has been passed already, what's been sold, I don't know. I don't have the details of that. I know Boeing's going to relook the new presidential air fleet right now. $4 billion for a couple airplanes and other equipment does seem a bit excessive. And, of course, Trump having his own, I think he's got a 777 or 767, 757, I can't even remember Boeing. But the business people that Trump is putting in, they're gonna start locking down some of these unfair deals and things that are not advantageous to the United States. So that will be a big priority.
Well, a couple things I thought was funny about this is people. First of all, the $4 billion deal, they're all saying, well, the plane isn't $4 billion. No, but we all know there's never one plane; there's always two planes. The other thing is when you start breaking down the budget, they're charging to design the plane, they're charging to do service. Sell me the product.
$150 million just for the initial stages, right?
Yeah, right. To sit down and talk about the plane. I'll do it for a third. How's that? Sit down with me. I'll do it for a third the cost, and I'll still get you the same good product. Just nuts. You wouldn't do that. We wouldn't do that kind of deal anywhere else. So I am glad you're jumping in. Yeah.
Well, I am too, and this goes on through so many areas. They're going to bust up this whole thing of what Alan West has described as basically a defense industry business trying to drive what we need and should have rather than asking the soldiers and sailors what the hell they need. And let's tailor all the new equipment and systems to what the troops need to fight today and tomorrow. And
well, let's talk about the two big elephants in the room. One is the Exxon chairman being looked at or tagged to be Secretary of State. People get nuts about this. I go, look, first of all, once you become Secretary of State, it's not like Exxon is his company. It's not like that has nothing to do with it. He's already had to deal with a lot of these presidents and what have you. He's already had to look them in the eye and work out deals with them. You know, why would this be a bad choice? Why do you think people are screaming about this?
Well, because he's met with Putin, and which is ridiculous reason. It's not like they're brothers or anything like that. He was doing business deals over there with Russia. And he's now across the globe with other countries on the same thing. I think it's a perfect fit, a guy that can make good business decisions. And a lot of what our State Department does is in economic development and other things with other countries around the world. And what better person to have than a good, sound businessman who has international experience and can work and work deals out.
Yep.
And like I told Newsmax yesterday when I did their show, you know, you got to be pretty good at cocktail parties, you know, if you're in the State Department.
That's true. That's really
all
true.
All the receptions that the embassies have, and a lot of the deals are made at the cocktail parties.
Yeah.
So you got to be a pretty good social person as well. But I say that sort of in jest, but in part it's true. But I think the selections to date are very good and very solid. It looks like our congressman up here in Montana may be selected as the new Secretary of the Interior. Former Navy SEAL, Congressman Zinke. So that just came out yesterday.
Wow.
So we'll see what happens there.
Good. What do you think? You know, you and I have talked about him. I like the guy. I've met him several times. Is Alan West? I mean, you think he's just giving some advice? You think he's being considered for a chair?
No, he's been through the Trump Tower.
All right. Yeah, I know a couple of times now. Yeah.
He's walked through there. So when you walk through there, you know, you may be being considered for something. And I think they'll have a good spot for Alan West. I really do. And also David Clark, who I know very well, Sheriff Clark.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I hope he gets a seat, too. I really like his attitude towards things as well.
In fact, I'd like to see him be the head of the FBI.
Ooh.
That'd be something, huh?
Oh, you know what? I have my dream team. I'll tell you what. I'm going to ask you a question about Russia in a few minutes, but you know, I'm looking at the choices that Trump is making. I don't know if we talked about this once before, and I started to second guess him, and then I went, look, we second guessed him during the primary, he won the primary. We second guessed him during the general, he is now our president. Why don't we wait? Why second guess him on his choices? He's obviously got a plan. He obviously has a clue as to what he's doing, but everybody is tearing him apart on his choices. You know, I tell people, these aren't lifelong appointments. He can nix these at any time.
Well, I'm telling people the same thing. Relax. Give the guy a chance. He knows how to identify good people that can do the job, and that's probably one of his best skills.
Mm-hmm.
So let it go. It's only important what he does, not what all of is said by the media and by others. And so what he does is the proof of the pudding, and he's proving to be a very, very solid president-elect right now in this transition period.
Yeah, I am concerned, but we'll talk about it on the other side. I don't want to give you a hint. I want to talk about it on the other side. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. Retired Major General Paul Vallely joins me as he does. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
Self-reliance is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the long list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room.
Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas.
For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website where you can do a couple of things. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can give me your email address, which is, I really like to have that. I send out one email a week to let you know who we're going to have on the show and what we got going on. And also, you can buy my new book, Ramblings of a Right Wing. I always get this wrong. And I wrote it, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. And yes, the title is there to poke you right in the eye. I want you to open a book. If you head up to Amazon, Amazon.com, and you search for it up there, you'll be able to read a few pages of it. And I want you to have a, you know, we talk about this stuff on the show, but I think you guys get wrapped up in radio and you don't really give some thought to it. I've gotten a lot of good comments about the book. You need to think about these distractions that have happened over the last few years and not let them happen going forward. You need to know how to combat them. You need to know how to pay attention to them. Let me get right to my guest. I've got retired Major General Paul Valley on the line with me. And, General, thanks for being with me. I really appreciate your time.
Well, thank you, Joe. And I have your book right in front of me, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy.
Great, yeah. And I'll get into those genes one of these days, I'm sure, for those of you who've seen the cover.
You've got Gina Loudon as one of your endorsers,
who
I think is just fantastic.
Yeah, she
Evan,
is.
Who I know very well.
Yeah, yeah, great people. They all and they all encourage me. That's, you know, because I don't, you sit there and go, what the heck do I have to say, really, seriously, right? So. But it was, it was nice of them to encourage me. And
Borelli.
Yep, another great guy, Rick Green from Wall Builders. I really love Rick. He knows American history.
Good job. I'm going to finish your book this month.
Well, I appreciate that very much. Hey, let's get to you though. I mean, I love the insight that you have, and let's get this thing out of the way first and foremost. The Russians picked Trump, didn't they? And they hacked our system to make sure Trump would win, didn't they?
I don't think so. You talk about a fake news story.
Yeah, I know. No kidding.
You know.
Right? Well, the argument is, and this is what I love, too, is they make it sound in the titles that somehow they hacked our voting system. In reality, what they're talking about is all those DNC emails that got released. And, you know, Julian Assange is saying, hey, I didn't get them from the Russians. Whether he did or didn't really, to me, doesn't matter. Truth is truth. And truth got out there. So they're saying that the Russians had the influence on our election. Really seriously, like, this is the first time. Remember Ted Kennedy going to the Russians looking for help from them to unseat Ronald Reagan? They didn't scream about it then, did they?
Well, of course, the Democrats and all the crybabies are blaming everything they can on the Russians, and Putin's just sitting back laughing.
I'd be doing that too. I would turn on American news at night just to have a chuckle. Listen,
it's a joke. I think we ought to contract Julian Assange to go ahead and conduct an in-depth analysis and find out really what's going on, because he seems to be able to get into both sides of everything.
I know. I love this stuff. I get the biggest kick out of it because they can't. If they would just, it's like being an alcoholic or a drug addict. You have to first of all, you have to admit that you have a problem, and the Dems won't admit they have a problem. It's everybody else's problem. So this will let's talk about Russia again, as far as how they're asserting themselves, inserting themselves as well, and the relationships that they're building in the Middle East and in Europe at this point in time. Are they making major headway?
Oh, they have. They've filled in many vacuums over there. And, of course, Aleppo will fall here shortly completely. It looks like there's a few rebel holdouts there in the city of Aleppo. We're working on an initiative with the Russians now. I'm working with General Flynn, new head of the national security team for Trump, trying to do what we call a reconciliation and a reunification of Syria. And that would be the new plan, and the new plan calls for, and I think Russia will go with it, for Assad to retire. And we've identified a new person who's living in Paris right now as the head of an interim government for Syria. So we've got some really good positive initiatives going on, but many of us that know Russia today understand that from an energy standpoint, from even the refugee situation in Europe, that we've got to work with the Russians to come up with some solutions.
Yeah.
They can make it happen as well as us. So it's a whole new future out there of dealing with people and not always considering the Russians as adversaries. We had to work with Gorbachev, as you remember, with Reagan, to end the Cold War. We had to even work with Stalin, World War II, to defeat the Nazis. So at the point in times in history, though you may consider some of these as adversaries, you can work with them. And the Russians are different today. They have common sense. They're well-educated. At least their hierarchy of their government is. And I personally met with them twice in the last year.
Well, you know, many people are, the things they're afraid of is, you know, Putin being a hardcore, you know, Soviet KGB guy, and that's why they don't trust him.
That's not even relative anymore.
You don't think that as others think that he's trying to kind of put remnants of the old Soviet Union together for more power?
It's so old. They don't have the capability to do it anymore. He is interested in expanding the influence a little more around his borders, as he did in Ukraine. And he's flexing his muscles, but they're very practical today. And, you know, he's got a great approval rating in Russia, despite what people say. But this old KGB hanging on that, that's just old news.
Well, it's really funny how the left is screaming, why are we working with a guy that kills his own people, that starves his own people? And they go through all these things you and I both know that. But we could reach out to Iran, we could reach out to Cuba, because they don't kill their own people. They don't jail their own people, right?
Right.
God.
Look what we've done. I had to work with the Chinese, and they've killed hundreds of millions of people over there.
Yeah, with the left definitely has a bunch of standards that I still don't understand. You know what I'm saying? So, all right. So let's move on as a last conversation. Let's move on to Mr. Obama. Is he fading fast or what?
Mm-hmm. He's fading very, very fast. It's hard for him to get any TV time, that's for sure. But he's irrelevant anymore. He really is. He's people are coming to realize what true leadership can mean for America. I saw the great Jim Brown, probably one of the most fantastic athletes we've ever had in this country, come out after he met with Trump yesterday, and it was just very, very positive.
Yeah, I
don't know if you saw that or not.
I told you during the break, he's out on his Oh Woe Is Me tour, you know what I'm saying? Just amazing, and telling people that he's leaving the country in better shape than he got it in, and all this, and relevance. I mean, once this is all over, he's staying in D.C. And I know this is off the military side of things, but with the atmosphere in D.C. right now, is he really even relevant in that party anymore?
No, he's not relevant anymore, and I've gotten that from a number of different sources back there. Even the blacks have realized now that he's done nothing for them for the most part.
I'm glad to hear that.
Other than a few that hang out in Hollywood still.
Yeah.
But that's why you're going to see the reconstruction of the inner cities and reestablishment of good educational opportunities in these cities. Going after these sanctuary cities and so on. So we have a lot to look forward to, that's for sure.
And it's going to happen under a white president. Isn't that just great, wonderful? Because, you know, he was going to go in there and he was going to fix the inner city for the blacks, and you're right, he's done absolutely nothing for them. General, you have a couple of these going on yourself, a few projects. Why don't you tell people about them and how they can help support you?
Well, we have our two foundations, the Soldiers Memorial Fund, where we're continuing to raise money to support our active duty members and families, as well as our veterans and their families. And so they can go to soldiersmemorialfund.org and support us that way. It's all tax-deductible donations to that foundation. And then, of course, we're continuing, after 10 years now, the Stand Up America organization. And you'll see the latest happenings around the world. My recent interviews, it's up today, that I had on Newsmax yesterday. And you can go to standupamericaus.org and also join and support us. We're doing a lot of great things. And
yeah, you are.
We have a substantial support system throughout the country. So that's what we're doing.
Well, and it's great work that you do, and I appreciate what you do. Always a pleasure to have you on with me. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. You know, General Paul Valley joins us from time to time. I always appreciate the time that he gives me. He is running. I wish I had the energy. I wish I had half the energy he has, something like that. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. And head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot going on up there. If you sign up for my email blast, okay, every week, every week, we do an email blast. I let you know who's going to be on the show, topics going to be discussing, if I have items or trinkets or stuff that I want to sell you. They're up there. Also, we had David Fisher on the show on a regular basis. And, you know, he does a silver coin giveaway. Now, silver coin giveaway is based on a simple phone call, right? It ain't that hard. So, and you can check out landmarkgold.com, and he's got some papers he wants to send you so you can read, so you can understand what could be happening, and maybe help you save, fight for, make sure that you retain some of your savings. Because Trump isn't going to be the be-all, end-all, fix-all, everything happy-all. You know what I'm saying? Thank you for being with me. I always appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back with me tomorrow.